entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. The following episode is brought to you by Rorschach. Enjoy his videos, observations, and rants at HearUsTalk.com/WhoIsHe. Hi, my name is Ken, and this isn't your typical podcast. It was recorded live, remains unedited, and is available to anyone who can endure a foul-mouthed Australian kid, Rammstein, and a detailed argument against most of the people I encounter from day-to-day life. If that's you, enjoy the next 2 hours. And eat shit.
You're listening to the DJ New Style Show, you dick knob. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Still you get nowhere. Try to stay in line. In other forms, you'll never know. And if you've got something to say, I got a shotgun for a muzzle. Try to stop, don't give up. You will bend it. What it's not tough to give up when you tried to try for so long.
Style show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey, safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk. It's not good.
And the homeowners didn't touch it.
You guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
No. 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 No.
Hey, Donna! Have you shot the coffee yet?
Snap! Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right. This is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. And a fine podcast at that. And we like a band, okay? Which band? Fuck it. Rammstein! Was that good enough? I don't know. I'm gonna fade it out like a goddamn professional.
Who cares about the fucking product? Who really, really should care more, but I don't. Welcome to the DJ New Style Show. Thank you for tuning in. I really, really appreciate it. This is episode 271. Accompanying me tonight, Shawnee Murphy. Shawnee Murphy, what do you got to say, buddy?
I got to tell you, that song brought back some memories for me.
What kind of memories?
Well, you know, that was a Pennywise song.
Yes.
And back in the day, Pennywise was big in the skater community.
They were big in a few communities, weren't they?
Yeah.
But skating in particular for you?
Well, I never actually skateboarded. I pretended to skateboard because I used to be on something I called the Skateboard Wear, which was a video game at the arcade where you'd pretend to skateboard.
Yeah.
I love that game. They crank out Pennywise when you're playing that game. And I got to tell you, I developed an affinity for Pennywise.
I remember that exact machine. Like, you played it and fucking you broke it like several times.
I actually did break that machine because all you would do on that machine is there was a skateboard, and to make the game work, you would just like step on the edge of the skateboard. It was really, really the stupidest thing in the world when you think about it.
Yeah.
But all you would do is you stand on it and then you lean back and push the board down. But, you know, to do it, you'd inevitably break the friggin' machine every time.
Yeah.
But they played Pennywise, which was friggin' awesome because I had never heard Pennywise before then. And definitely got the like of the Pennywise. So when I was flipping through my album library, when you asked me for tonight's song, I said, Pennywise, you know, bring back some memories there.
I mean, it's a good game and it's a good song. It's all good. Everything's fantastic. However, we have some naysayers and as they say, haters. The kids call them haters. They're not people who disagree. They just hate. Skate or Die was better than that game, they're saying. And I can't see how Skate or Die was a better game than a fucking machine with a physical skateboard entity that you control.
See, Skate or Die was terrible because Skate or Die came out and the name of it just stole it. Remember there was a game called 180?
Yes.
And that game used to tell you to skate or die.
Oh, that's
and then,
right.
And then the game Skate or Die came out and everyone that was too stupid to realize they were playing 180 thought Skate or Die actually was 180.
Yeah.
They ended up buying the fucking game for their Nintendo.
I just remember being no good and people calling me poser a lot in fucking Skate or Die. Worthless game. Didn't they have like a hacky sack? Fucking!
No, I think that was in.
That was California games.
That was California games. California games.
You could sell. I played the faggotiest Nintendo games ever. I played fucking hacky sack with a controller. I sat inside my house and played fucking 8-bit hacky sack. But I mean, I did get out. We had the places to go. We played the fucking Skateboard Wear. You called the Cop Wear, which was just Police Trainer.
I loved Cop Wear, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, because I was wondering, you know, after thinking about that, thinking back to my youth, I mean, there's no arcades anymore. They just don't, I mean, other than like a Dave and Buster's, but that's made for adults like us that are reliving our youth. So there's no place for degenerate kids to go hang out now. What do degenerate kids do?
I saw this firsthand on Friday night. I went to, I drove down to Amanda's house, and I stopped to get a bit of a snack at America's beloved fast food restaurant McDonald's, and apparently since there's nowhere for them to go, it's either a movie theater or they sit in a fucking parking lot on somebody's fucking pickup truck and they just talk about fucking shit. They extend their dumb conversations they have at lunch into the night in front of some fluorescent sign. That's all they do. They sit in a parking lot now.
Well, I saw actually, you know, you mentioned that the other night. I was I stopped at our favorite store, Quick Check.
Yeah,
and they now have picnic tables outside the Quick Check by me for people to congregate on.
They've had those, and you know what? I had no fucking idea, but of course that would be the place where these fucking scumbag kids go.
Well, you know, it gets really bad because the other night it was pretty cold. It got down to like, you know, 50 something.
Yeah,
and there was a girl there draped in a blanket to hang out at Quick Check. I'm like, what is so fucking good about Quick Check hanging out there that you're going to be that fucking cold? You're going to go there and you're going to wrap yourself in a blanket to hang out in front of Quick Check.
The only time you go out with people and you bring a fucking blanket is when you're seeing fucking fireworks, or you know the event is being outside, being next to Quick Check at the picnic tables, which honestly, you painted them to be a bit of a nicer thing. You said picnic tables, and it sounds great because there's the word picnic. It's next to the goddamn dumpster where people who fucking stayed across the street at the, what is it, a Comfort Inn? I don't even know what the fuck it is.
Some hotel where people go and fuck or sleep while they're going to go to a dumb wedding somewhere. They throw all their fucking garbage in there. They go, people work at fucking shit jobs. They go and throw all their shit out. It's a garbage dump. It's not a picnic site. They're just tables next to trash. So that's where they're fucking hanging out.
These scumbags, they're now adopting pets there, though. I saw some woman literally feeding a stray cat.
Oh.
As I walked by, like, she actually was feeding a stray cat at these picnic tables the other day when I was there.
Was she homeless?
I don't know. She didn't look homeless. She just looked like a scumbag woman.
Well, maybe she was homeless.
What is the fine line between... No, because you got to remember... Okay, so I live in White Trash Central of northwestern New Jersey. So you go to Quick Check, all you see is white trash. I mean, I realize I'm not the classiest motherfucker out there, but you know, these people are pretty sad, you know, even next to me. And this woman just, you know, being typical white trash, but she's feeding a cat outside Quick Check.
Yeah. Here's the thing. You are not ingratiating yourself well with people who experience joy and charity. In the HeroesTalk.com chat room, which, you know, when we're live, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11 Eastern, we have people that type things. One of them is Dart, who types, "She sounds like she has a good heart, asshole. She's feeding a fucking stray cat while she eats some fucking sub that was just run under a hot light and had some shit sprinkled on it. She's just feeding a fucking animal. What's wrong with that?"
I didn't say anything wrong with it. The fact that everyone just congregates there to the point where they've now adopted pets in the vicinity, is there's something a little wrong with that.
But you said she was scummy, and you weren't even convinced that she wasn't homeless. You weren't even convinced that she was not homeless.
I didn't say she was scummy because she was feeding a cat. I said she was scummy because she's a northwestern New Jersey white trash woman.
Well, I understand that, and that's completely, you know, I get it. But
I mean, you would say the same fucking thing.
All I'm getting at is, from the looks of her, you weren't able to discern whether or not she was homeless.
There's a fine line between...
So the possibility exists that she's got fucking nothing else going on. She's so fucking down on her luck that she hangs out at a place that would hire anybody except her. So she just decides to fucking get a pet that someone else cast out.
There's a borderline between trailer trash and homeless. It's a very, very thin line there.
It is. It is. It's a fucking a piano string between the two. That's it. See, Dart MTI doesn't know shit because he says New Jersey contains no white trash, just lower level humans. Now, you know what? You're walking on the fighting side of me, buddy. All right? Lower level humans, my ass. You watch two episodes of The Jersey Shore and hear the word smush 25 times and you think you have the goddamn state knocked. Well, you can suck a fucking dick, Dart. Jesus Christ. But they have nowhere to go. The kids have nowhere to go except online and in their houses. The arcades they used to go to are just right under their fucking TiVo, DVR, TV, whatever. Every gaming system has a way to play assholes from Kentucky or Kansas, any other K-state. And you just don't need to leave to have the fun that you would have elsewhere.
It's not the same, though. I mean, that was just part of our youth growing up, going to that scummy arcade. You know, your parents would warn you not to go there because you were going to get knifed.
Yeah.
No, and now they don't have to do that anymore.
And they were really fucking bad places.
Oh, they were not good. There was nothing good going on there. I mean, let's face it. That's where everyone went to sell drugs. People would go there. I mean, you would be like 11 years old. You'd hear people cursing the entire time. I mean, it was fucking fantastic for that stuff.
There were video games then. It's not like we didn't have them. Some of the games we were playing in there, we had on the consoles at that point. It was starting to intersect, like Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter type thing. So the people that didn't have the consoles would go there and fucking mug people to get money to play the fucking games that they'd never get. Or they would have to steal. So it wasn't a good place. And also, the fucking grime on the controls, we completely overlooked it because it was video games. We could play the goddamn games. That's, I don't know. I liked the fact that you could play and have a high score preserved. But I was never good enough to actually
get on the high score list. No. You have to reset the fucking machine to do that.
Yeah, I did do that once. Like, oh shit, I think I unplugged it. Well, looks. Guess who's number one? Simpsons game. KG. That's it. USA. I don't know. Yes, I mentioned I drove south to visit Amanda to go to her house. And it's a long fucking drive. It's 2 hours. And I've done it many, many times. It's becoming less and less frequent. But when I do it, it's usually at night on a Friday. And I have a fucking dog with me because I bring the dog down there too. And I get a little sleepy.
Well, let's not forget, you are a narcoleptic motherfucker.
When I drive, I get a little sleepy. It's draining. So I have to find things to do. And what can you do when you're driving? We know some of the things that you've told me that you do. I don't know if you want to go into that. I don't want to fucking go into it. I don't want to go into the fact that you've jerked off while driving. Oh, did I expose that?
That's how you stay awake, man.
Yeah, well, what are you going
to
do?
Hey, that was like a three-hour drive to Connecticut in the middle of nowhere, man. I challenge you to find a better way to wake up.
What do you do for the other 2 hours and 45 minutes? Just decide what receipt to wipe it on?
See, that's the part of it you're leaving out. I never actually completed.
Oh, wait a minute.
I just stimulated myself.
Blue-balled yourself to stay awake?
If you keep going for the entire time, you don't blue-ball. It's only when, like, you never finish.
You did not jack off. You did not jerk for 3 hours.
I didn't actually
jerk
off for 3 hours. I just kind of, like, played with myself for 3 hours.
Don't say that. That's even worse.
It keeps you awake, man. I only did it the one time, but hey, man, it keeps you awake.
Not that there should be a mental image, okay, when you hear these things. But when someone says, yeah, I jacked or I jerked, you know, it's a rough survivalist kind of thing. It's something you need to do. When someone says, I play with myself a little bit. You picture maybe they put a fucking scented candle in the passenger seat. They just made a night out of it.
Put down some rose petals.
Yeah, you know, put on a nice CD that really gets you to be in a happy spot. You don't say played with. Fuck, man.
Well, what do you say when you know.
I'm seeing down, like a red
you're
lit.
Not really jacking it.
I don't know, like your car has like a red dome light. You tugged it for 3 hours.
You can't tug it for 3 hours. That's not really what it was. Not really an accurate depiction of what
should
it was.
Should I really press on this?
You smack it around a little bit every so often. You stay awake. It's the bottom line. I learned that. I never did it again because, you know, you really don't bring yourself to completion. There's kind of like, you know, defeats the purpose of doing so. But, that's how you stay awake there. It's not a bad method, honestly.
Consider that masturbation?
Well, it depends on your definition of masturbation.
Tugging on your dick is masturbation.
I guess then, yeah. I guess it probably is then.
So, okay. NorCal Murph is getting excited. Like, maybe we want that. Maybe we want NorCal Murph to get a little bit turned on. I just have the itchiest fucking nose right now. I can't even tell you. Just fucking itchy. So
someone's like talking, like saying that this is being recorded, and you know I got to worry about like shame and all that. I got to tell you, I'm much more nervous on camera. Like if I go to scratch my nose when I'm on the show, because I'm like, oh, motherfuckers are gonna think I'm picking my nose. I don't mind that people think I'm jacking it constantly, but I'm worried that people think I'm picking my nose.
Yeah, you're almost excited at the fact that we're painting your car to look like a fucking. A harvest dance with the lighting and the fucking lace mounted on the, like, that's when you say play with yourself, there's like a loving shit that goes on. Like, maybe you put the fucking seat back like two notches on the recline.
Lean back.
Put it on cruise control for a quarter mile. Let's see where we can take it.
I still don't know what the appropriate term you should call it in that situation that is.
I don't know. Do a lot of
like you're just playing with it.
Is this something that people do?
I don't know. I don't know what people do.
Maybe
when you were like 13, did you know, like, oh, maybe even younger than that, did you actually about jacking it? Like, at a certain point, you do something to yourself and you figure out that maybe other people do it too.
You say when you're 13.
I took it back. I went back a couple of years because I think 13's a little old for that. But
I mean, when you discover it, there is the one guy that's really curious if everybody else is doing it. I was not that guy, but there was somebody going around with like what amounts to a fucking checklist. Just going to everybody. So you jerk off yet? Like, seriously. I could ruin this person and just give their fucking name. I think I'm Facebook friends with this person.
Wait, so this really happened? Someone actually went around.
They went around with their fucking
everyone
with their spiral.
Well, they, Were they trying to get like talk people into it, like the people that hadn't gone over the edge yet?
I don't know.
You gotta do this shit.
I just said yes, I do. Even like I may have.
And had you at that point, or were you just admitted to be cool?
Probably not off, but I've tried at that point. I think it was like 11 or something like that, or 12. Like people are getting cured. Like you don't know what it is at that age, so people go around, and this one guy fucking asked everybody, and he's like, you know what? Two people said no, but they really do it. He was like really excited about this.
He probably had done it for the first time. It was like, holy shit, this is fucking awesome.
Yeah, but you don't need to take a fucking a masturbation census at gym class.
He just wanted everyone else to experience the wonder that was jacking it.
Yeah. It's the DJ News Style Show. We talk about nothing but playing with our dicks and the fact that people may be interested in us playing with our dicks.
Well, the funny thing about this got started because you had a long drive to South Jersey.
Well, I had a long drive. And you know what? The whole duration of it, my penis stayed in my pants.
See, you missed out.
It was concealed with buttonfly jeans, which is really the worst accidental investment I've ever made. I've never had a pair of fucking buttonfly jeans before. You know how many times I fail the security test on a zipper? I'm like, oh my god, the fucking finger pokes through. Worst decision ever. Anyway, penis stayed in. I didn't take it out. I didn't need to. Because I found a way to stay awake. I listened to satellite radio on Friday night, and I just wanted to find a way to stay awake. Something entertaining. I listened to Cosmo Radio. I listened to the fucking...
You're going to mock me for jacking it, and you listen to the Cosmo Radio?
You know what? You had a fucking lava lamp plugged into your fucking cigarette lighter, okay, buddy? Just setting the mood. I listened to Cosmo Radio, but not because I was interested in it. I wanted to find something different. Do you understand? I just wanted to hear something else. And I have to tell you, it is the worst shit. The worst shit I've ever heard. The entire show consists of them coming up with a real wacky sex act. And then I'm throwing it to the phones. Hey, if you've ever done this, call in. And we'll talk about it. Have you ever gone down on her first? Call the show. So
that's
like
the wacky thing.
Oh, that. Have you ever had sex in a mall? Has anybody ever had sex in an elevator? It's like wherever you had sex. This is like the most riveting talk. After we just did 5 minutes on jerking off in a car, this is where we sit. We're making fun of them. We just talked about jerking off in a fucking car for 5 minutes. However, every 10 minutes the topic changes and it's a new, have you ever done this? Call the thing. And every 10 minutes I called the show with a different fucking name because of course, Quan from Chicago. Yeah, man. I fucks in malls. They didn't let me on with that one. They cut me off as soon as they picked up. Like, oh, no, he's just too crazy. And so I started doing, like, the voices from the show and stuff. Like, Alex from Brooklyn, apparently, had his first sexual experience. Yeah, going down on a girl who was having a period. And then when I started to describe how it tasted, They cut me off, said, way too much info, Alex. Way too much. Listen, we're crazy, but we're not that crazy, Alex. Okay? I appreciate your listenership. Just horrendous. So I got on about 5 times. And I have to say, I know that they have some kind of a caller ID. They have to know that it's the same number calling over and over again. And that a 201 area code number can't be in fucking Chicago and Brooklyn and fucking Des Moines and Harrisburg. Like, it can't be in all these places. But they didn't.
You're driving really fucking fast.
Yeah, and they, you know what? They eventually, I think the last time I called in, they go, I think he's someone, I think he's friends with my brother. I love you, Alex from Brooklyn. Whatever. I forget what the fuck names I used, but like 5 times I called in just to pass the fucking time. I don't masturbate. I try to harass radio shows. That's all I do. I'm doing it from now on. Friday nights, Cosmo Radio. I'm telling you, that late night show that just fucking sucks. And you can tell, like, this girl tries to be, like, the sexy thing. I haven't even bothered looking for a picture of her, but I know exactly what the fuck she looks like. Just a fucking a pair with headphones on.
Oh, yeah, she's definitely, without a doubt, any girl trying to talk sexy like that on the radio, definitely overweight. There's absolutely no doubt.
Yeah, just fucking, just hideous. I can't, I don't know.
Like, you know, if a woman like that had any looks to her and was willing to talk like that, she'd be on TV.
Oh, and God, she's got to talk about her boyfriend all the time. God. Oh, my boyfriend! And apparently, and I can't believe I'm actually discussing this. Like, this is something worth, like, part of my life. But it was. This was an exciting thing for me to hear about this fucking cunt's boyfriend. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, I'm so sure he did that! He gave me a ring and a Coach bag. But right now he's at the Green Day musical. She was commenting that he was watching the Green Day fucking rock opera by himself. Like,
he's just alone going to a Broadway musical?
He went, this guy.
I'm sorry, that's just fucking bizarre human behavior.
Like, I guess the only reason, if you're her, to mention the boyfriend is to secure yourself in some kind of position or make, you know, other fucking bitches that listen to this shit jealous of you for being in that situation. But she keeps mentioning how he's at fucking Broadway musicals by himself. And like,
if you're a man and you love Broadway enough to go see it alone, I gotta tell you, you don't have a girlfriend at that point.
Yeah, you have a friend. You have a friend.
I mean, you have a friend.
You've seen plays and shit, right?
You mean like a musical on Broadway?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Well, I guess. Okay, I've been to a few. I've been to a few, but it's not my fucking choice. There's a girlfriend, Amanda. She likes the shit. She doesn't want to go alone.
You do that stuff because the girl wants to.
Yeah.
You wouldn't go on your own. Be like, you know what I'm going to do tonight? I'm going to go see a musical.
I'm just going to go to fucking Hairspray tonight. Kick it with the fucking boys. Go watch Hairspray.
Hey, what do you think? You know, the fellas, we get together. We go to the strip club, maybe. We go see a musical.
Yeah. And Dart. I know Dart. Dart has been on the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. Dart, you are fucking 15 years old. One day you will see fucking Hairspray against your will. It's gonna fucking happen. Just get over this fucking high school bravado of, dude, I'm never gonna see that faggot shit. It just doesn't work that way for you unless you want to just be a fucking loner. And then eventually you'll convince yourself, I'm secure. I'll go to fucking see Green Day. And
then, it's Green Day.
I'll text my pear-shaped radio host girlfriend. Yeah, see, Dart has already seen all these fucking plays already. So who's the faggot now, Dart? I don't know. Fuck it. It's getting hard to keep track of the names. There's a lot of people that are checking out this shit lately. And you know what? I feel like a fucking asshole. I really do, and I have to say this, because last week we discussed the Labor Day event, the shindig. You know, the one you blew off because you were scared.
Totally blew off.
Because you were fucking scared.
I was afraid of the listeners.
The listeners. That's the reason to be scared in Park Hill. The fucking, the Hear Us Talk community. Yes, they roll deep. Jay Kling.
Well, you're the one who warned me, actually, when I called you. You're like, you're not driving here, are you?
I gotta say,
you had an air of concern, like you were worried about my safety.
Yeah.
It was a little gay, but, you know, I appreciate it.
I don't want to, hear that your car gets stolen or you get injured or something like that, you know. Whatever. There are unsavory types nearby.
Think the ethnic folks like orange cars?
Well, I didn't say ethnic. You do.
I'm asking if you think they like orange cars.
Park Hill is filled with down-on-their-luck whites. And they love orange cars. That's why I told you.
White like orange cars.
What?
I don't think white people like orange cars.
You have one. You're fucking white. But anyway, what I wanted to say.
Barely.
What I wanted to say is that I couldn't express how fucking cool it was that Jay Kling and his girlfriend Emily showed up because they live in fucking Boston, and they drove to Staten Island to hang out at Bottomley's with us. And I didn't mention it. And I kind of feel like a fucking tool bag because he's been listening for like ever. Like, he didn't find us through anybody. He found us just by Googling funny podcast. Like, I don't even know how he would show up like that, but he found us. But he told me he typed in funny podcast and fucking found us on page 4,079. But no, he really didn't. He's been listening forever, and he showed up to an event for the first time. I didn't even fucking mention it, so I kind of feel like a complete dickhead.
But so this guy was willing to drive from Boston. I couldn't make it from Bayonne.
Yeah, you were 5 fucking minutes away.
I accidentally drove through Staten Island on my way to Bayonne because I took a turn.
You made it to Bottomley's, and then drove away from it because you realized you've come way too far. But I had to fucking mention that. I just feel, you know, fucking shitty about that. But what are you gonna do? Honestly, Kling, get over it. You fuck. Just get over it. We have British people listening now too. Okay. British people.
The impressive.
So I got a tweet from this guy, Aaron, who's like, oh, what time does your show start in England? Oh my God, fucking an hour from now. And so he's like maybe the second or third fucking person in England that I've heard that listens regularly. Like, there'll be people that stumble in and just hear like us talking about our dicks and just fucking utter nonsense. And they're like, okay, fuck these two faggots. Fuck this shit. This is just terrible. And, you know, they peace out. But these guys have been here. And I'm going to say that they enjoy the show. They're from Great Britain, England. That means that we're fucking brilliant.
Clearly. Because
right?
British humor is top notch. It's the highest level of humor there is.
Anything a British person laughs at is insanely funny and hilarious, so therefore we have to be brilliant.
Must be clearly, utterly brilliant.
We're not, and no, they're not.
We're fucking awful. They're the dumbest people in England.
I love you guys, but you guys definitely are fucking dumb. Okay, you guys are fucking dumb. Why would you listen to this shit?
Even England has to have its low lives. I mean, that's just the bottom line.
Maybe they show up for the live show because they want to see. Here's a real doozy of a joke. Maybe they want to see some straight teeth because they got all fucked up teeth. I don't know. What can I say? That crooked tooth joke is just about as infuriating to me as someone telling me that, oh, they do it so much better in England. Just because it's a fucking British show, it's brilliant. It's not funny. It's not good. Brilliant. Some work of genius. They decided.
See, I'm one of those assholes. Yeah, exactly. I love this humor.
Why? They talk really quick. They speak quickly.
Have you ever seen the British Office?
Yes.
The original before the U.S. version?
Yes, I have seen it.
I mean, I like the U.S. version. The British version blew it away. It was 10 times better.
But the thing is, I used to like the first one, the first couple episodes of the American one, and they just ran it into the fucking ground. I agree with
one. That's why the British humor does
okay.
Work better.
All right, I'll give it to you, you fucks.
All right,
you clip it short. I like it. Okay, but just because it comes out of that fucking country doesn't mean it's fucking incredible. Okay.
No, I don't think that's a definition. I just think they have a lot less TV. They have a lot less shows. And when they do a quality thing, and like you said, they clip it short. They cut it. They realize they're like, you know what? We got 2 seasons in the bag. They're 10 episodes each. We got nothing else. Let's not carry this shit on any further.
Yeah. And then everybody in America fucking purchases it and recommends it to everybody and then scoffs at like a remake of the show and says that the remake has to be shit because this exists and it's already good. And we've all been there, okay? What about Coupling? That worked out for us in the United States.
I gotta tell you, the British version of Coupling was the funniest fucking show I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I've never seen it. I just know that you could not have ranted harder against the fucking TV show when that fucking American version came out years ago.
The British version was literally the funniest fucking thing. I'll still watch that to this day, and it's the funniest fucking show I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I don't know. All I know is that we are now brilliant because British people like us.
True, clearly.
But we're not. That's just the fucking thing. We're not. I think we are, but we're not. I know we're not.
We're just slightly below average.
We suck, okay? You know what, Cosmo Radio? You fucking won, all right? You won. You're the best. Anybody who wants to call in, have you ever had sex on a picnic blanket? Let's do that.
That show has 4,000 times the number of listeners this show does.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
That's just a sad state of affairs.
It's okay. That's what they do. That's their fucking livelihood. That's what they do. They love it. They live it. Shawnee Murphy. I can't tell. I just watch TV shows. I consume media. I try to live life, and I try to just spill it out into this fucking microphone. That's all I do. And I don't ever live much. You hear about the same fucking shit. Like, I honestly had an idea for something I was gonna say today, but it was just another fucking rant on a goddamn Quick Check coffee cup.
Like, that's basically the entire stick of the show at this point.
I literally typed it. I just pushed my chair away, and I fucking walked away and just sat on the toilet in the bathroom at work and just fucking sat in silence for 30 seconds. I'm like, I don't fucking live. I'm 30. I think I even said, you're 30 fucking years old. You're fucking 30 years old. Like, I actually started talking to myself, and then I got a little self-conscious that someone might be in the next stall wondering why I'm fucking talking to myself and not making shit noise. There's nothing hitting the water, and I'm talking to myself sitting on the stall.
He's clearly going insane.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, it's funny because you often, you know, with the show, you're like, you know, if you have anything funny happen to you that you want to talk about,
nothing happens.
You
know, just,
nothing happens. Fucking pathetic ass lives we lead. You know, we're just scouring the internet hoping there's something else funny we can.
It's just a carbon copy fucking day. That's it. Every fucking day is the goddamn same. Okay.
What age does that happen?
Like, sure,
you're a couple years younger than me. So, I mean, it happened for me. I know that. So, I'm wondering you can remember more clearly when it happened to you.
You know what? I think it happened a lot earlier than I noticed it had happened.
Oh, I think it does. I think you finally realize it.
You think, man, I'm just cooling out until the next fucking great time, and realize that you've been doing the same fucking thing for like 15 years. I think I've been living the same day for maybe 10 years.
So basically, you're doing Groundhog Day, but real life, and the days actually advance.
No, you know what? Maybe a year or two into my job, I've been living the same fucking day. Yeah, the Groundhog Day thing. That's it. And I try and interact with people, or I try to do different things just to like get a little waft of new car smell into my fucking stale, musty life. But it just doesn't fucking happen. So, you know, you just fucking go through, and the days fly by, and then all of a sudden the weeks fly by, and then you realize, oh my God, the months are flying by. And I wonder, like, for my grandmother, she's 90 whatever at this point. Well, 92? Like, I'm asking you. No, she's 92 years old.
I think that's about right.
Years are fucking flying by.
They have to be. Like, at that point, it's got to be, like, 1 year to the next instantaneously. Like, remember when you were a kid, you're in school and you're waiting for the summer break to come, and every day takes forever. And when you're a kid, those days are short. Those school days are what, like 4 hours? I mean, kids are in school, like, hardly at all. And those days seemed like they would take forever. And, you know, it was like, you know, what the equivalent now of like 18 years of our lives is what a school year was back then.
Yeah, that's what it is. And I have the inane ability now to just completely burn an hour doing nothing. I could, like, if I have an hour in between something, I could literally just say, oh, it's no problem, and just fucking be done with it. Like, whether it's just sitting or scrolling on a goddamn mouse, or just, oh, let me refresh that page. I wonder if there's anything new on Tumblr. Remember? Oh, an hour's gone. It's just fucking gone. That whole 60 minutes, I could have done something. I might have been able to learn something. I could have tried making a fucking pan of brownie. I don't know. I stopped myself before I got into, like, expressing a desire to bake shit. Do you understand? But I could have done something with that hour. And I didn't. I just sat on my fucking disgusting, perma-dented chair and let it fly by. But when you're young, an afternoon is like, it's a fucking eternity.
It's long. I mean, you can even strip it down further than that. When you're in school, you're waiting for that bell to ring. You look up, you see it's 1 minute to the bell ringing.
Yeah.
That minute is the equivalent of 3 months of adult life.
Yeah, and you know what? You don't have that anymore because there's nothing to look forward to anymore. That's it.
Nothing. Like when you're a kid, there's always something to look forward to, whether it's the end of the school day. Like, what are you going to do now? You get out of work, you go home to your shitty home life.
Oh, right, shit. Great. Mom bought the cheese with the wax on it. That's going to be fucking great after school. I'll play with the wax after eating the delicious cheese.
I love the wax.
Oh, the fucking wax. And you throw it at somebody, and it kind of like dents a little bit. And you throw it back at you. You get into a fight. Maybe you'd write with it. God. It was everything was a fucking garbage was a toy. the wax that we should throw out was a fucking fun toy. Like you could give that to us and we would find ways to pass the fucking time.
Now you have to like spend thousands of dollars to reach that same level of enjoyment that the wax brought you. The free extra wax.
Yeah.
Like now what's the equivalent of the free wax? Like a new big screen TV, you get yourself a plasma, that's the equivalent of the wax?
Got a new flat screen monitor. It's high DPI.
Your kid's over in the corner playing with a wax and he's 10 times happier than your ass is.
Wait till you see how almost ungrainy YouTube looks on this monitor I just fucking spent hundreds of dollars on. Oh, I got a new cell phone. I'll be able to write such brilliant things as "You there?" Like I can't.
You strip it down to YT question mark?
Yeah, I don't fucking know. I want to find something new, but I also don't. I want to just fucking stay in the goddamn in the racetrack, the fucking hamster wheel, whatever it is, that trap that you're in, and then just see where it goes, see how it falls off the rail, because it's going to. You're not gonna just stay wherever you are. It's gonna end horrifically.
I don't know. You might just stay wherever you are. No, you're the kind of guy who is very good at just settling into stuff.
You think so?
Yeah, I think you are. You're not like kind of ready to be outlandish and break out of the box. You just kind of where you get put is where you stay.
Wow. Yeah. You know what? I think everything that I've ever been in. Well, no. I mean, I almost said everything I have ever been in for some time. Has kind of just happened. Except, like, my relationship with Amanda, I did pursue her, but my job, going to college, like, wherever I had to go, that's where I went.
You went, and then you didn't really bust out to go any
whatever.
Different direction afterwards. Yeah. You just kind of fell into it and stayed in it.
The mayonnaise is in the HeroesTalk.com chat room. He's saying, I'm becoming germ freak, and it's only a matter of time before I develop anal fissures. And I don't appreciate that.
See, I think if I developed anal fissures, that would break me out of my rut. I'd do something about that.
That's something to talk about, at least. That's something different.
That would be different. It would be new. Oh, hey, I got anal fissures.
Hey, guess what? Guess who's not behind the desk for the next week? I'm going to the doctor's. Why? I'm getting stitches in my asshole. Anal fissures. The new fucking rainbow on my horizon.
Like, bad things can start happening to you. I mean, this guy I work with, he just got, like, the world's worst kidney stones ever. I mean, like, life doesn't get better. It bad things are your excitement all of a sudden as you age.
Yeah. Oh, that's it.
Like, oh, my daughter just brought home a dude and banged him. I mean, that's the kind of shit you have to look forward to in your future.
Yeah,
Nothing good happened. Like, life is a steady progression of things getting worse and worse. At no point do things get better. Like, things turn around. Oh, every year's been better than the previous one.
What about that con that they told you when you were in high school that they were the best days of your life? Like, you didn't believe it. And then you realize that, like, oh, I was young. Like, I didn't really have to go to high school, but I just kind of did. And then they tell you when you're out of high school, you're out of college, you're working, that your golden years
are past you already.
No, your golden years are when you retire. So like,
okay,
you didn't believe them the first time. So like now you realize that they were right. So you believe them the second time about the golden years of being like 65, just like being nothing but fucking sailboats and like cabins by some
sailboats
fucking,
and Viagra,
some shiny lake. Yeah, the beach with the two bathtubs.
Bang it more than you ever did in your entire life due to Viagra. Just you wait.
You'll be out on that beach in your own bathtub next to your wife in another bathtub with your arms held. Like, what the fuck is? Where does that ever happen? Did you obviously saw that commercial where it's
the
dick pill.
They climb into the bathtub together. He pops his Viagra and then sticks it in her butt. I mean, that's clearly what they're indicating in that commercial. And, I don't see that happening in my future, I got to tell you.
Yeah. Oh, here's something exciting for my life. Someone's asking about my shit. No, Aaron from England, I am not finding corn in my shit. Haven't found corn in quite some time.
Stopped taking the fiber.
I stopped taking the fiber. Fuck you, Dr. Steve. You were right. The fiber creates corn out of fucking nowhere.
But okay. He said it wasn't corn.
It was corn, okay? Because if it was in a bowl...
You just told him he was right, but he was wrong, apparently.
I know, I'm being sarcastic, because if it was in a fucking bowl on a Thanksgiving table, I'd scoop and pour on my goddamn bowl. Or plate, whatever. I would eat a serving of it, because it looks exactly like corn.
That's fucking horrifying, I gotta tell you. I say some awful stuff on this show, but that's... Really,
Jay Mitch is actually
that's a visual I didn't need.
Jay Mitch is tagging the time at which we started the poop talk because I guess he just joined now.
This might be a new record actually. No, we lasted a full 44 minutes.
Yeah, but like he just got in at the 44 minute mark, and I guess he's thinking that the poop is probably like the worst shit we've discussed already. But he has no idea that we've painted a vile picture of a romantic evening with you in your car playing with yourself.
In my Toyota Celica.
Oh, man, that's even worse. A Celica? Fucking girl's car. Did you have a goddamn sun umbrella on it, too?
Hey, man, that was the GTS model. That was where it was at.
That was it, yeah.
What was your fucking first car?
It was a Pontiac wagon with the fake wood.
Didn't you crash it like 3 days into having it?
No, I had it for several months. I had it for 3 months.
It's too bad you weren't banging back then, because that would have been a good vehicle to do it in.
You tell yourself that, too. It's like, hey, listen, I could just fold down the seats. Like, I'm getting anywhere near anything.
If this wagon's a rockin', baby.
Yeah, yeah. It's just fucking heinous. The car was bad. My dad had it forever, though. And he was like, fucking, like, it was either I died and he'd be depressed, or the car died and he would be depressed. Like, he loved that car. For whatever fucking reason, like if you had a retarded child, you still love it, you know. So, like that car was his retarded child that he raised and he cleaned and he took care of it and he spoke to it. I don't know what the fuck he did.
And you crashed it 3 months after he gave it to you.
Yeah, and the thing is he didn't even give it to me. I kind of used it.
Like, oh, that wasn't even your car.
No, no, I destroyed his car that he drove to work.
You destroyed his baby.
He had a brand new car that he had bought that he was trying not to put miles on, so he used this as his beater, and I actually beat it to shit.
Like, I'll show you how to beat that shit, Dad. You're doing this wrong.
But the fake wood, that was nice on the side.
I think fake wood should be on more cars.
Well, it goes back to the wood trim being on fucking everything. That it was from that era, but you know we've discussed that ad nauseum, so we don't need to fucking go there anymore. I'm just trying to find something new. I haven't watched the VMAs in a long time. I didn't watch them this year, so yesterday I decided to watch some of the performances, and like a fucking asshole, everyone I'm watching, I'm like, man, that was really good. I almost fucking applauded. That's how fucking...
Stand up in your house and applaud by yourself?
This is how fucking sheltered from anything good I am. I'm like, man, Kanye was great. Look, he's doing that right now. Well, then, because it's... But he's on the stage doing that. And yeah, and people were talking about the meat dress and Lady Gaga. And I'm like, all right, who gives a fuck? Who, honestly, do you give a fuck what that person wears? At all. I don't even give a shit about her music. I think you probably fucking love her goddamn music.
I think her music's fucking awesome. I don't give a shit about her, but yeah. I think her music's fucking awesome.
I don't know.
Yeah. Whatever.
A hideous person with hideous fucking songs. I don't know. But someone said something negative about Chelsea Handler. Okay? Listen. As terrible and as drunk as she may be, she had an incredible line when she said... Justin Bieber's music is great, but imagine how wonderful his music will be when he sees a vagina. That was a fucking great line. You can't take it away from this fucking dipsy drunk fucking whore. You can't take it away from her. She was okay there. That's really the only moment I fucking saw. Didn't watch the whole show, but I enjoyed the performances.
You know, we're talking about Justin Bieber.
I don't get Justin Bieber.
Well, you know what's kind of creepy and weird about Justin Bieber, like besides everything, but specifically, is he plays off this thing, and the media plays it off like he's some little kid. I mean, he's not. He's like 16. That's not that young.
Yeah,
he's like
old as Dart, that fucking smug prick. That's Dart with a varsity jacket, fucking dancing like a faggot.
But like, he's not this little kid. They like play him up to be this little fucking child. And he's really nuts, but he's like playing into this mold, like he's this little kid, this little prodigy talent. But he's virtually an adult. He's not that far off like it.
How long do you think before the usual route? How long do you think before he follows the downward spiral into drugs and fucking just whoring around and shit like that? You give him 10 years? Do you think 10 years?
See, I don't know. Like, he's Canadian, so he's got a built-in resistance to some of that fucked up shit.
Oh,
like, yeah. When was the last time you heard about a Canadian like going right straight in the gutter?
What was the guy from Friends? Matthew Perry.
Matthew Perry. Okay,
yeah, he's Canadian, and he didn't fucking do too well. I don't know what he's doing lately, but he had a couple of bad fucking Elvis years. So
I think someone just posted about Justin Bieber's sex tape. See, this plays into the whole media thing. Like, that is highly, you know, disturbing because they play him out like he's like a 12-year-old kid.
Yeah.
But he probably is weeks away from his first sex tape coming out.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Some fucking broad is going to figure out how to cash in.
Do you think someone's sitting on it? I guess you can't even post it if it was of somebody when they were that age. So like,
yeah, so you're gonna have to wait a little while. You're gonna have to wait until
if it's out there, do you think it's in the hands of some of these like fucking like super fucking celebrity dumb faggot gossip bloggers? Like
it's made its way. If it exists, it's made its way somewhere.
Yeah, it went from Perez Hilton's inbox to Perez Hilton's My Documents subfolder secret subfolder video drivers. Subfolder version 1.9, like just fucking 17 folders deep. He has it in there, and occasionally he plays it.
See, I think talking about Miley Cyrus, I think all these people are eventually going to have sex tapes because I think all of a sudden this has actually become a route to stardom. Like, people don't give a shit. It's been a while since those first sex tapes started coming out, and yet people still continue to film themselves having sex, knowing that these things have to be making it out onto the internet.
Well, I mean, they're
doing it on purpose now. It has to be.
Well, the one with Kim Kardashian was like produced, like it was dubbed with like an audio track. It had a fucking like it probably had like an Easter egg in it. Like that's how fucking planned it was.
Had behind the scenes footage.
Yeah, I mean, they saw the Paris Hilton thing, and then you know Kim Kardashian did it, and you know people are obviously seeing it, but then I think they're realizing now it has to look like it's been stolen. Like that was the best lie.
So they gotta rough it up a little bit.
The best lie that I loved was whenever a new sex tape came out, it was like some cat burglar busted into their fucking safe and stole the tape.
Like that's all that was stolen. You never heard about, you know, the police being called to these people's houses for anything else.
Random VHS. Do you think they're gonna label it sex tape?
Yeah.
Like they
sex tape with a date on it, who they banged.
Yeah, it's the only fucking, like, they're gonna just sit and fucking preview the movie in their own house and decide whether that tape is worth stealing. It's obviously put out by them.
You break into the house, you pop it in the VCR, and see what this is.
Yes. That,
you know, nobody's home yet.
Yeah, no, not money, no, fuck it.
No, who wants that? Jewelry? No. Screw that.
Oh, God. Cash is so easy to put in my pocket. Why bother? It's not even difficult. The truth is, though,
if you find a video, it might be worth a fucking shitload more than the cash that you find laying around the house would be.
Yeah.
So it's actually probably a savvy investment strategy if you are a cat burglar.
Well, you know, see, I waxed my balls in the Heroes Talk chat room. Mayonnaise is going to have a fucking field day with this show. He just is. You know what? Some days I just got to fucking surrender and just say, you know what? I put myself at the mercy of this fucking, this evil person named Mayonnaise. the guy says VCR, but I hear like sex tape and I think like fucking VHS tape. I don't know. Are people recording their shit to DVD? like taking it off the flip cam and fucking burning it to DVD. Like, if it's gonna be stolen, it's gotta be on something fucking physical. What are they
taking?
Well,
I guess if they put it on a computer, people could hack into the computer now.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't fucking know.
But I still think, when you think sex tape, you think VCR. No matter what, VCRs will be completely 100% obsolete. Even like, you know, the completely
back.
Yeah, but like your parents have them still.
Yeah, they don't. There work. You go. They're not even plugged in. They still exist.
They're waiting in case they get them fixed so they can use them again. Because old people are like that; they keep shit forever, even though it's technically obsolete. So they'll still exist for a while, but forever when you hear sex tape. Because it'll always be called a sex tape.
Yes.
It's never called, the sex DVD.
Yeah, I mean, videotaping her.
You go on the internet, you know, it's the Pam Anderson sex tape. It's a Paris Hilton sex tape. Yeah. It's always a sex tape, regardless of the media format. I'm downloading it onto my computer. Yeah. It's still a sex tape.
I don't want you to videotape her butt.
Excuse me,
old bag.
Oh, yeah, I'm videotaping her. Yeah.
Yeah. Goober.
Guys,
well, you got
hero.
Dropped.
Guy's a hero. Excuse me, old bag. Sorry. I watched that with my dad. It was a fucking great bonding moment. And then we read some of the comments, and someone said, if that was me, I would have punched that bike messenger in his pink feminine lips. Just really fucking descriptive. It's like, you could say you wanted to assault the guy on the bike, but he really went into the fact this guy had pink feminine lips. Oh, fuck. I don't know. Why don't we take a break? It's the DJ News Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com, the thing you do with your ears, and the place to be.
The DJ News Style Show will be right back.
Hi, this is DJ Newstyle, host of the DJ Newstyle Show, and I've got something to tell you about. One place you can go to keep tabs on everything that's going on with this fine internet radio show, my Facebook fan page. Go to facebook.com/TheDJNewstyleShow. New videos, pictures, thoughts, questions, go there, comment. I will comment back. I will talk to you. I will bring myself down from my tower to your lowly level, address you, and treat you as my equal, even though that's impossible. Facebook.com/TheDJNewstyleShow. You go there, you click like, and your friends know that you have taste and class, and you like funny shit. Facebook.com/TheDJNewstyleShow.
The DJ Newstyle Show.
Hi, this is DJ Newstyle, host of the DJ Newstyle Show, and I want to thank you for listening to my audio dog shit that I continually spew into a microphone and ultimately flush into your fucking brains. What you should be doing when you're not doing this is listening to Best in Show. BestinShowRadio.com. They're live every Thursday night, 9 to 11 p.m. on HearUsTalk.com. If you miss it, you'll miss something like this.
I work the goddamn telethon. Jerry Lewis is fucking dead.
Jerry Lewis and Ivan's telethon.
I dressed up in a Jerry Lewis suit, and I raised $56 million for those fucking goddamn kids.
It's very admirable. It's very admirable of you.
All right, I put on a goddamn fatso suit, and then there's this guy who needs to talk to me about things. Now, I wanted to tell you one last thing, Christopher.
Yes, sir?
Hunky, funky, Tony.
Hunky,
funky, Tony. Hunky, funky, Tony. Hunky, funky, Tony. Hunky, funky, Tony.
Honestly, this is what you kids miss.
Tune in live every Thursday night, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern on HearUsTalk.com. Best in Show is proud to be a member of the Hear Us Talk Radio Network.
Lucky you, you're listening to the DJ Newstyle Show, dick.
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. You know what I like? Shoni Murphy, you know what I'm really into right now?
I See You Too.
Of course.
Hey, I know it.
I See You Too. You know what I think of sometimes? I think video conferencing, and then the next thing I think of is I See You Too. The best way to chat face-to-face from any place. Now, let's just test this out. Name a place.
Well, we have the brilliant fans in England now.
You go to England, you're face-to-face with people. And you could be face-to-face with people from England. Whether you're in England or not, you can communicate with people in fucking England or any other fucking place. Iraq, fuck it. They're on I See You Too if they're in their bunker and not being watched by their government. Maybe not China. Maybe, but maybe so. Maybe so. How am I to know? I don't chat with everybody on I See You Too. I haven't yet communicated with people from every place, but it seems to be possible. If you go to ICU2.com, you download this shit. It's free to fucking try. What's wrong with you? Why are you being such a jerk off that you haven't fucking tried it and gone to ICU2.com? ICU2.com. Look, they're not going to jerk you off here. You understand? They're not going to pull down your fucking pants and jerk you off in front of your family to embarrass you like some of these other services have done. ICU2 is all about you enjoying what the fuck you can do with other people, a webcam, a keyboard, and some fucking trivia questions, okay? It's goddamn fun. ICU, the number 2.com. I can't believe he fucking pays for this.
I'm just thinking about like your family pulling down your pants and jerking you off.
He's not going to do it.
For embarrassment purposes.
He's not going to do it.
This guy will not do it.
He's not into that.
ICU2 does not do that to you. They do not fuck with you that way.
He'll talk to you. He'll put his fucking face right in front of yours. Webcams can do that, especially with ICU2. ICU, the number 2.com, the 2009 People's Choice Award winner for internet communication. How fucking huge is that? What do you use the internet for?
Communicating, motherfucker.
Yes, and then pornography.
Communicating with pornography.
Both. You know what? Who's to say? Who's to say what you can do? I see you too. I apologize. Listen, if you're out there, buddy, and you're listening, you hear this read, if that's not what you're looking for, just let me know how we can shape it to better help your business.
We can target the marketplace.
We can customize the read to entice the people who listen to this. Peter Dragon OA says, MILF porn. Why not? I'm sure somebody on ICU2 is into MILF porn. Although I'm really not. I gotta say, MILF porn.
I'm not.
It's a fucking snooze.
I move right on when I see that shit.
It's too much. Too much story.
The MILFHunters.com.
Oh God, it's always something. The worst.
They gotta go find the MILF.
Dude, let's go to the produce aisle. She's over there holding a fucking zucchini, like, ooh, I wonder what I'm gonna do with this. I may make a salad or shove it in my aging cunt. Just fucking terrible and just not. I'm not into it. Not fucking into it. Sorry.
No sir. But that's one of the strange things about porn is anything that you are into, there is some sort of genre for it.
Yeah.
No matter what it is, name something.
Fucking saddles.
There.
Why did I say saddles?
Saddles is what you just what saddles. You think there.
I really just like a fine saddle, a finely crafted saddle, perhaps with some fucking steel buttons on it. I don't know.
They got it. You can find it.
Now, I'm not opposed to MILF porn as long as it's not labeled MILF porn.
Like if it's an older broad, you're okay with it as long as
cool
they're not pretending.
It.
They're not saying, oh, it's a MILF.
Because they gotta sell it when they call it MILF porn. You know, like they have to like, oh, dude. Like, you're my friend's mother. We can't do this. You're my friend's mother. And then, like,
I don't like the stories. Like, I mean, they got that dude, I banged your sister.
Yeah,
stuff too. Like, and there's always that backstory. Like,
yeah. I've always had my eye on you. Honestly, you're my sister's hot friend. .com.
I saw one. The guy was going through a girl's panty drawer.
Yeah.
And the sister walks in, and she's like, what are you doing? Oh, my God. And he's like, oh, I thought this was my girlfriend's. And she's like, I'm going to tell.
Yeah, don't tell.
And he's like, don't tell. What can I do so you won't tell?
You can fuck me. Let me guess. Brazzers. They have the worst fucking storylines. It's always the same. Always. There was one. The dude is playing fucking Xbox, and the controller's like upside down. Yeah, I'm noticing this shit because it's irritating. And his girlfriend's sitting right next to him, and the slutty sister has to come in. She wants to just show off the goods. All of a sudden, there's a little quibble between the sisters. The girlfriend just takes off, storms out of the room. What do you think's going to happen? Is there going to be tension, or is he going to be licking her asshole in 35 seconds?
I don't know. I got to put down the controller.
They always have that fucking
voice.
I got
to put down the controller.
It's the worst. The worst. I just can't fucking.
Thank God, though. Like, you know, think about like back in the day when you had the tape and how difficult it was to get past that bullshit. Now it's just a click. You know, okay, 3 minutes, five minutes. All right, maybe a little bit further. You know, you figure out exactly where it is. Oh, here's the good stuff.
Yep.
Like, we really have it good. The technology has done right by us.
I can't mute it, though.
I need sound.
Peter Dragon OA is saying that's what a mute is for. Like, there was like an era of porn where they would have like dialogue and then they would just cut all sound and it would just be like,
I hate that. I don't like that.
Like some fucking Fruity Loops beat was put over the scene.
Well, actually, I hate worse when they used to do the slow mo with like the soft music covered over the slow mo. I'd rather at least have the funky 70s music, but the slow mo camera action with like a waterfall in the background.
I hate when they get a fucking
Enya playing and
yeah. I hate when they get a frustrated film school student that fucking edits these things. And all of a sudden it's like black and white and it fucking fades out into like a rose that's on fire and like and the sheets are like keyed out to just be red like it's Schindler's List. Just fucking show. I just want to see one fucking thing and then I'm gonna never watch your shit again.
So what's the thing you like?
It's you know, it changes.
So what's the most recent one then?
You know what? I've been on the messy room type thing. A girl in her messy room, just getting fucking banged when like, and you would think maybe her parents are home. Maybe her parents don't fucking know. That's the thing.
So you're,
it's not
you're,
even really
very,
the act.
You have a very specific fetish.
I'm
here.
I'm far down the fucking rabbit hole with this.
Do you think you can look up porn titles by this genre? I'd like a messy room.
No, I don't think you can.
So it's you must have some trouble then.
You spend a few hours finding the perfect clip. You're like, oh no, that's fucking fake. That's fake. I saw a cord going across the fucking room. Like you get, or if it's well lit and shit, like there's focusing going on. I want like a fucking just a flip cam or something. Like really just a shitty camera that's just either held or fucking propped up somewhere. I don't know.
See, you know, Peter Dragon's talking about how he likes POV. He doesn't like to see dudes' faces.
I agree, but
you know what I don't like is this new thing where they have the dudes' faces and they're blurred out.
Oh,
you seen that? Where they're blurring
out? New.
I know it's not new. No, but it seems much more common now. I realize I've been doing that for years, but it seems very common now.
Well, what happened is all these aging whores decided to get their own site. And you know, nobody was watching their fucking videos, so they invited what little fans they have to come over and fuck them. Like, I've seen this. Like, they're like, oh, one of my members is over today. And it's like some dude that probably has a fucking normal job. And he's like, look, I can't have my fucking face on this video forever. So,
but see, actually, that's not what I'm talking about.
They used to wear fucking masks and shit, too.
I saw, when I was in high school, I saw the most disturbing porno ever. It was based on Saturday Night Live skits.
Oh, shit, really?
So they had, but it was like spoofs on Saturday Night Live skits. And the one, and I'll never forget it, so that, you know, you had the cone heads on Saturday Night Live. This was like the condom heads. It was the most disturbing fucking thing I've ever seen. All these people were wearing giant condoms on their fucking heads.
I don't like a novelty porno.
It was fucking horrible. Yeah,
the nail and palin one from like a year ago, whatever it was. That didn't do it for me.
But back then you took what you could get.
Yeah, I don't think I would take that though.
Would have when you were 15 and you didn't have the internet running rampant. You would have been like, all right, I'll watch people with condoms
on
their head. What the fuck do I care?
I guess. Maybe I would. I probably would have. Okay. I probably would have. Jesus Christ. I don't know. What do you fucking say to that? Sure, I would have.
Yes, you would have taken it, yes.
But now I'm spending hours to find any clip. Like, I'm steeped in it. I'm fucking waist deep in shit that I probably would have just gladly scavenged and held on to forever. Like, I have all the original downloads, like, that took me, like, a week. I'm like, oh, I got 600 megabytes.
Yeah.
That's a whole movie.
It lasts you, like, 2 minutes because you're like, oh, fuck.
Fuck!
This is no good.
Well, at least I'll have to scroll to a different part next time.
The pictures on the screenshots, it looked much better than it really is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's it. They dupe you with that fucking, like, you find one with the ideal angle you're looking for, and then you realize that's, like, a not even in the fucking movie.
Yeah, they just get the screen, like the stills where they do it like after the production of the movie. They're like, okay, pose.
Yeah.
Squat on his dick. All right, good. Smile.
Do you do you save pornography anymore?
Yeah, I have like 500 megabytes. You know, I just don't delete. I have so much disk space that there's no point in clearing it out.
Wait. You actually download porn?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I haven't downloaded any porn in fucking, I don't even know.
How do you do it?
You go to the streaming fucking free sites.
See, I go on the torrent sites.
Fuck that.
Do you watch the 30-second clips?
What do you mean 30-second clips? There's full fucking movies out there. Get with the goddamn times.
I like the download with the torrents.
You're old school. You're old. Yeah, you can go to any one of these sites and have... You can truly refine what you want because they have the scene, not just the entire DVD collection or whatever. And if you wanted the DVD, you could probably find that shit too. Yeah, Aaron Bell knows what he's from. England. It's across the world. Okay,
Listeners are actually more disturbing than I am. I think five of them just, you know, shot out like 18 different sites you can go watch porno on.
Is it disturbing?
Like, without even thoughting.
Is that disturbing, or is the fact that I have all of those in my favorites any little bit disturbing? Yeah, Pornhub, RedTube, SpankWire, and you know what? They're all like they would be if you took someone from like 2001 and showed them the site working and everything, they would be taken aback. They'd be like, oh my god, I don't. It's just there. It's just fucking there. And now it's to the point where, like, oh, fuck RedTube, dude. They don't fuck. The thumbnails aren't animated. I can't just determine, what's in the whole movie. Or, like, oh, they don't have this type of fucking clip anymore. There's, like, 17 of them. And now there's sites that have porn that I'm like, I don't even fucking go there. That porn is garbage. I don't know. I just can't fucking do it anymore. I can't. I play games and I watch porn. That's what I do. And I listen to music. And you know what? I haven't downloaded shit. I don't download fucking music. I don't fucking download porn. But I buy games and I fucking play games. And when I say games, of course I mean StarCraft 2.
Of course, clearly.
We're on a 2-versus-2 team. You know this. I know this. I'm just saying this because there's people out there who might not fucking
know this. Audience's benefit.
Yeah, for your benefit if you're listening to this right now. Whatever you're doing, know that Shawnee Murphy and I play fucking video games together. In our fucking 30s, we're a pretend fucking tag team.
We're the Lions.
It's embarrassing. It's fucking embarrassing. But I don't know what's more embarrassing, the fact that we play this game and we're on a team, we're on a 2-versus-2 team, or the fact that we Skype through the whole fucking game so that I don't have to type things to you. You can say, oh, the guy's coming in here. We got to do that. Why don't we do this? Fuck it, dude. Fuck it. We speak throughout the whole fucking game.
Nonstop.
Right? Okay.
Usually just nonsense.
That's not that embarrassing.
That's not that embarrassing.
That's not that embarrassing, being on Skype.
But you start to get a
what is sense. Embarrassing, Shawnee get Murphy?
Get a false sense. What? Of not being on Skype anymore at a certain point.
Yeah. You don't necessarily need to speak all the time. So occasionally you lose sight of the fact that you're connected to someone who can hear you. And maybe you start singing a little song. And maybe you've decided to not listen to the StarCraft music. And instead, you've put on your playlist and it's on random. and you're listening to it, and maybe your name is Shawnee Murphy, and maybe yesterday, out of nowhere, you start singing the fucking Candyman song. Sammy Davis Jr. What? Like, not even, like, you were caught in a moment where, like, you forgot. You were, like, this isn't, like, to be funny.
That's not even true, though. Like, I mean, yes, I did start singing Candyman, but I was singing it to be ironic at that point.
Bull fucking shit. And you were putting your heart and soul into it, too. And
I put my heart and soul
into it. And then you tried to,
God damn it.
Then you tried to fucking explain it away, like, oh, I downloaded it for a joke. But it was in your fucking playlist.
I said I download a lot of compilations. And well, shit ends up in there. And I just was playing on random.
You were singing this. And of course, you have it set up so I don't hear your music, thank fucking Jesus. But unfortunately, I do hear you singing this.
Anything you want, you've come to the right man, because I'm the candy man. Who can take a son?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Sprinkle it with you. Call a
Yeah, you have this. You understand?
Well, apparently you do too.
No, I have Google, and I can type Shawnee Murphy's gayest download, and that comes up instantly. You have the widest array of music. I'll give you that.
Clearly do.
But some of the fucking gayest shit. I have to say, some of the gayest shit. What would you say your gay? Candyman aside. What would you say the gayest song you have is?
I don't know. Probably something by Air Supply.
Yeah, you were singing a lot of Air Supply.
Foreigner coming up last night. Foreigner was coming up nonstop last night. And that was actually annoying me because I don't know why I have so goddamn much Foreigner on here.
Sometimes I mute you. I want to let you know.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, until like when nothing's going on in the game, sometimes I'll just turn the fucking volume down. Because you'll be like, you'd be either singing or like, or when you were sick, you were just fucking snorting and constantly. It was just fucking revolting. Revolting.
Yeah, okay. But when I gotta listen to you, you fucking eat Cheez-Its.
They're delicious.
Constantly. All I hear is the munching of nonstop Cheez-Its.
Well, what do you want? They're here.
And I'm just picturing your entire face and hands and mouth
just the hands.
Covered in fake Cheez-It cheese.
Fake? They have a wheel of cheese with a square cut out of it on the box. That's
so
real cheese.
And Cheez-Its are some seriously loud listening to eat to.
I'm sorry that I chew into
really eloquent with I say that, but
I'm sorry that I chew into a condenser mic. Okay? I gotta eat. Okay? I enjoy the occasional fucking fistful of Cheez-Its. It's really getting fucking dangerous. It's really fucking getting dangerous. But at least I'm not fucking eating nips. The cheese
Nobody can
nips.
Eat nips. Fuck nips, man.
Were you ever duped? Did you ever see cheese nips and just subconsciously see them to be Cheez-Its?
No, I never would have, but in my house growing up, my mother was the world's cheapest, we'll call it savviest shopper.
Okay.
So if something was on sale, it would be purchased.
Yeah.
And, I want some Cheez-Its. And all of a sudden, it would be Cheez Nips because they were like 32 cents cheaper than the Cheez-Its.
Jesus Christ.
And, oh, God. They are the worst, most disgusting, vile things on earth.
It's cardboard. It really is orange cardboard. It's just fucking gross.
Oh, I can't. Oh, they're horrible. Like, they don't. I mean, Cheez-Its are one of the most delicious of all snack foods.
Oh, completely.
And then you make a knockoff that's just horrible and disgusting. It just completely ruins it. And they have that name that's so similar.
Yeah, Cheez Nips. It almost sounds like it.
Yeah. It's like when they have Mr. Pibb instead of Dr. Pepper. It's the same fucking shit.
Yeah. Mr. Pibb is better than Dr. Pepper.
I disagree.
I have no fucking opinion.
Yeah, bullshit.
I don't. But we do have a video for this week. It's no Goober, okay? It's no, excuse me, yo, bag. But I noticed that there was a video posted in the Heroes Talk forums, heroestalk.com/forum, by Pristine Sneakers, our buddy. And this video is called Geek and Gamer Girls. And it features Stan Lee, Seth Green, and a bunch of ladies. And I trust you've heard it, but why don't we play a little bit for the people out there who might not have been exposed to this video. It is a parody video, a musical parody video, about geek and gamer girls. So here we go.
Hello, friends. Don't you want to meet a nice girl?
Okay. Okay, I'm done. Questing in our room. I can't tell you how fucking furious this goddamn video makes me. You watched it, obviously?
I watched it. It is fucking awful. And well, you really haven't gotten to the worst part.
What was the worst part?
I think you know the worst part.
Oh, where he raps at the end?
Yeah. You gotta.
I gotta scroll through. I mean, I honestly,
that was like the couple minute mark there.
I couldn't make it fucking 30 seconds on that. I forced myself to watch the entire thing, but he does get to a part where he fucking raps. Look, I'm trying to get to it. I don't know if it'll work. Okay, my computer has had a fucking problem with what I'm playing on it today. Fucking Mr. Bojangle. What was it? Candyman, and this fucking thing. It's my computer is ready to commit suicide. Tonight. I'm recording this onto it. I'm playing that fucking horrible song and this terrible video.
You can go to like 4 minutes or so.
Yeah, I can, but it's not working out. So
actually, no, not at 4 minutes. Like 3 minutes or so.
Yeah, it's not working out. So anyway, this video is a parody of Katy Perry's California Girls.
Or is it Kesha's TikTok?
Oh, that's another whole fucking argument. For holy shit. I just fucking slammed the desk and something fell on me.
Really fired up about that.
Yeah.
You have a very, very strong opinion on whether it's Kesha's TikTok.
This is the fucking opinion, okay? Geek and gamer girls, they do exist. There are girls that enjoy comic books and video games. I know.
Mm-hmm. I've seen them.
Yeah, I've interacted with them. It's fine. It's cool. But when they always show them, it's always showing them to the fucking lonely dudes. It's always the fat fucking dude in the video. And then, like, this fucking model girl who claims, like, oh, I'm just questing. I'm just leveling up. I'm just I'm just reading some comics. Oh, Stan Lee's the coolest. It's fucking, I can't tell you. This song uses the most hack fucking nerd references ever. Like, oh, go on, play Final Fantasy. They hug fucking Stan Lee. They make
talk about Dungeons and Dragons.
Dungeons and Dragons.
You got fuck, lightsabers floating around everywhere.
And they even make a comment about how they know Han Solo shot first. Shut the fuck up.
They got like four of the hottest chicks ever in this video.
Yeah.
Naked. Surrounded in NES controllers.
And I get it. That's what's going to get people to watch. But they've just been doing this over and over again. These fucking, these actresses, these girls that turn the fucking camera on and just want fucking attention. And these fucking, these whores that market games at the fucking conventions. The booth babes. All that shit. It's all the same fucking thing. They dress up in the fucking Lara Croft costume or the fucking Chun-Li costume or the Princess Leia shit just to fucking ingratiate themselves in the goddamn geek culture and show that, oh, deep down, I play video games. I played Frogger on Atari and shit. Like, just stop insulting my fucking intelligence. We all know you were a fucking sideline reporter, and it didn't work out for you.
What I don't get is, I mean, do you know any nerds that actually buy into this crap? Like, I mean,
they obviously do. I don't know any that do.
I don't know. I don't know any that do. But they obviously, you're right. They obviously do. But who the fuck does? I don't get it. I mean, everyone knows that these kind of broads. I mean, these chicks. You're right. They're like sideline reporters. They're like fucking models.
Specifically, there's two clear examples here. Morgan Webb and Olivia Munn. They're famous for being in the geek culture and being these, oh, they're like moderately hot chicks that fucking play video games. Like, they're not stunning. But because they say they like Street Fighter 2 or whatever, or Contra, they're fucking, oh, they're a goddamn dream girl. Oh, they, did you see last night? They recited the Konami code. They know games. Up, up, down, down, left, right. Fuck you. Olivia Munn, and Dart is saying this right now, she has a weird face. She has like a Down syndrome face. She easily had the worst Maxim cover I've ever fucking seen in my life. And this may be the faggotiest fucking rant ever, but I'm just so tired of this goddamn ploy being put out there all the time. And
but yeah, it's a good shtick, though. I mean, you think about it. Okay, you're a hot works. Chick. You're struggling. Actually, you're a mediocre chick, we'll say.
Sure.
She, well, you know what? She's above average.
She's above right. average, sure.
She's above average.
She's hot. Let's say, you know what? Let's give her credit and say she's a hot chick. Let's just say
okay.
that.
Okay, she's a hot chick.
Sure.
But she's struggling to actually make a name for herself. What better fucking way to do it than to pull this fucking stunt?
Yeah.
It's brilliant. It's really. I mean, what you're angry about is that she's smarter than fucking everyone else.
They don't want to do it right away. They don't want to go and be the nerdy girl right away. So they try to use hotness to achieve the jobs that hotness would normally, you know, get. You know, like they try to be the hot news girl or the sideline reporter girl or the fucking the weather whatever. Like they just try and do that. And that fucking fails. So you could be like a rock band, okay? They try it out. It doesn't work. They take the same song, turn it into a country song, and it's a fucking hit. Right? These bitches fail at the traditionally hot jobs. Then they say they like fucking Miss Pac-Man, and all of a sudden, they're fucking superstars.
They're the biggest shit ever overnight. Because yeah. they're a good-looking chick, and they're going to talk nerd stuff at nerds.
Yes.
And there's a lot of fucking nerds out
lonely
there.
Lonely nerds.
Lonely nerds.
Most nerds are fucking lonely. And they welcome any kind of idea that a girl might be interested in them.
I think they want to suspend the disbelief on it. They realize it. They know that Olivia Munn doesn't give a shit about games. But they're like, well, she's talking about it. I'm going to suspend my disbelief, and I'm going to think that they are.
Yeah. Yeah. And they actually – like I feel fucking bad for the people that don't see through it. Like they don't know how bad they're being fucking played. Like, they actually have, like, some of them really get the idea that this type of girl will exist and will be accessible to them. That's what they get duped into fucking believing. And that's where this whole fucking thing is. Yeah. It's just an insult to their intelligence.
This girl's got, she's like, you know, low enough on the scale. She likes nerd stuff. Clearly,
Clearly
people will, you know, I have a chance at her.
Yeah, you know what? Vealchop had a fucking great comment on the forum that I need to fucking get to.
Actually, I'm reading Olivia Munn's Facebook right now just out of curiosity, just to read the comments that people post.
God damn it, yeah.
Second post, love you, Olivia, ... I am not a creep.
Yep, just putting it out there, buddy.
Just let you know.
What's your favorite game? What's your gamer score?
Do you need an exam? No charge. We all love Olivia. I'm going to go to Comic-Con next year just to see if I can see her in person. Fingers crossed.
I can't tell you how fucking badly I just...
Olivia
just
leads, I follow, especially for worthy causes like this one.
Fuck. Vealchop's comment on that video said that Olivia Munn is the spokesperson for this phony aggrandized movement, which is seemingly convincing lonely dudes that there are hot chicks that can pull off a shuriken. There aren't. I guarantee every one of these chicks photographed with a controller in their hand held it backwards before some art director told her to hold it right. Also, quote, being in the UFC is a likely requirement to get in their address book. They're not gonna fuck a dude with a fucking a 5,000 fucking gamer score unless he's like Ice-T or some fucking rapper that has nothing to do in between fucking albums. That's it. That's so it. Get it out of your fucking head.
No, so you're gonna be your moves to hit on this girl, yo, dude. Not dude.
Yo, dude. Seriously,
I broke into the wrong voice there.
Yeah, you did. That's fucking creepy.
That's my default voice. That's the problem.
Or maybe it's the ideal voice.
Yeah, maybe.
Wow. Shit.
Yo, Olivia, I have 60 FPS on my game machine. I mean, what the fuck? Like, what makes these people think that there's any chance?
I'm running 3 graphics cards in parallel. I bet you that makes you pretty damp.
You moist yet, baby?
It's this whole, like, I'm a nerd shit for the girls, like the really hot girls, to say, is like a more potent version of every, like, celebrity girl, actress, model, whatever, that goes in Maxim and says, you know what I look for in a guy? Sense of humor. Everyone.
Yeah, like, so every guy feels like they have a job for
every office.
Make people laugh. People have laughed at me before.
Dude, I went, coffee machine, I'm a cut up. Okay? I had that really good one about why they were late today. I would fucking keep this bitch in stitches. Why am I not with her? Yeah. Yeah. Being in the UFC, as Veal Chop says, that's the fucking core
that's
requisite.
Your
not chuckles.
But let's put it this way, though. If there really was a good-looking chick who loved the nerd stuff, you would find her more attractive, probably.
That's the whole fucking rub.
I mean, that is the rub. Like, it is something that would make a woman more attractive, which is why they're playing off on it.
Yeah, that's exactly it. They're cashing in on socially awkward fucking dudes who just haven't let go of the fact that Dig Dug isn't cool to talk about anymore. And
but isn't that bizarre though that's something we'd find attractive?
Well, I mean, it's what you're into. I mean, if
but I'm just saying, you know, it's weird. Like, oh man, that girl's so hot. She likes StarCraft. It's just
because you know there are no girls that fucking are that enjoy StarCraft.
So that's what it is. It's the impossible. Kremling. What you really like is the impossible.
Kremling is suggesting that the ideal girl for him would be one who could write a compiler. Yeah,
well,
you know,
he's taking it a little far, I think.
If there was money in the marketing to developers, Olivia Munn would all of a sudden be a master of C-sharp fucking assembly. Every fucking like, oh yeah, you know, I just coded this little fucking this app over the weekend. And then she would be wearing an obscure programming reference T-shirt, and then all the geeks would get it, and they would write very different Facebook comments.
She'd be wearing
really
a shirt that says "Hello World."
What do you think of Rails? Pretty fucking awesome. Port 3000, bitch. Like, I just fuck it. I don't know. It just seems like is that the new obsession? The geek girl.
I think you want what you're into. I mean, you put it yourself by saying that. You would see a girl that's, oh, that girl's into what I'm into.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking geek. That girl's into geek stuff. It's you like it. You enjoy it.
I mean, it seems
so. I think it is. It becomes an obsession on that front. That's why you see these Facebook pages with people like fawning over Olivia Munn and telling her, like, and they actually think they have a chance.
Yeah.
Like, why else would you have written on Olivia Munn's Facebook page?
Yeah.
Other than you think, like, oh, maybe she's going to see it.
And wow, you know what? Craig Johnston. That's the one for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to click on him.
His
profile picture is one Cheeto. I'm really going to fucking fall for him. Thanks for being a fucking Prince Charming with your dumb quote about, you know, about jokingly wanting to rape me at a convention. I really appreciate it.
Although, actually, you know, some people are like, kind of with reality. I'm reading this one comment. It just says, Olivia could care less. Now, take the bad grammar aside.
But you know what that is? That's someone hoping that she goes
the other angle.
That's someone hoping she goes, yes, finally, somebody gets me.
They know I'm full of shit. I want him.
He goes back to that comment and refreshes it, just hoping that, like, he sees a number of likes next to it or a comment like, yeah, that's right. It's fucking terrible. I mean, the only reason I ask is if this is like the new obsession, because, like, white people, you know, us being white, and
clearly, and exceptionally so.
Yes, we go through different fucking phases of obsessions. I don't partake in all of them, but there are some traditionally white obsessions, like the you know, like the whole. You remember Asian girls? Like, every white dude, his fucking dream was like some silent Asian girl. That's what he wants. Just a fucking subservient Asian.
This bitch isn't gonna talk. That's beautiful.
I've never seen someone like her that liked me. Like, that was the whole core of the fucking the obsession. But now it's the girl who likes fucking video games and manga or whatever the fuck that shit is. Anime or whatever. Do you think there are black dudes that are into this? They're like, oh, dude, I got to get a girl. Oh, no, I got to get a girl who's down with fucking...
What? There's not a single black guy who's into nerd girls.
I guarantee
you could scour Olivia Munn's Facebook page for 3 hours and you wouldn't find a single fan that's black.
Oh, I bet you would, because they probably saw her on something else. That's it. Like, maybe it was next to, like...
But
fucking,
they don't like... Okay, they don't like her for the same reason.
They saw her issue of Maxim next to, like, the glossy cover of King magazine. And they're like, who this?
Hey,
who
this? Bullshit. The internet has taught me anything. It's at Blacks Like Blondes.
Yeah. We've all seen that site, haven't we? We've all searched for passwords for that site, haven't we? We've all spent hours trying to get into that site, haven't we? Only to find a torrent of... an entire site rip. Never mind. You know what? Kremling is right. The nerdy black guy is a very rare species. It's
actually in my very white high school. The valedictorian the year behind me was the nerdiest black guy ever. He was fucking Urkel, basically.
In college, our valedictorian was a black guy. Not nerdy though.
No, this guy was nerdy as hell.
He was thugs as shit. But his name was, what was it? Mighty Fine. The guy's last name was Fine, and his first name was Mighty. And
that was his real name?
Yeah, that was his real name. Like, I thought it was a joke.
Awesome.
And now you're valedictorian, Mighty Fine. Like, I thought that was, like a part of the intro. Like, maybe the little joke. They thought he's handsome. No, that's his fucking name. Yeah, I don't know. And did I just put this out there? Like you know, I don't like to say people's real names, but I guess I will if it's complete shit. Like, just bullshit. Like, two fucking words that are normally put together.
Like, plus, I'm sure it's a matter of public record who was valedictorian at that school.
Maybe.
I'm sure you could look it up.
Maybe. Also, his cousin, Very Tasty, was graduating in that year, too. I don't know. Because you never see the black dudes chasing down the nerdy white girls, but... I don't know. I mean, they go through different fucking obsessions. The cargo pants, fucking Dave Matthews, the Asian girls, and now it's the white gamer things. What black people have? You know what? They are the most consistent in their obsessions. Like, we fucking waver all the time. We change, like, maybe yearly.
As an entire white community, we do.
Overall, the top thing. Yeah,
top thing for the white community changes. Black people, they're static on what they like.
They just like ass. It's really,
they like ass. They eternally like ass.
Nicki Minaj is a hugely famous person, musician, rapper. Hasn't even released an album yet. Why? She's popular because she has a gigantic fucking ass. That's it.
I got a note. I was watching The Feud at lunch the other day. We have a TV in my office, and I was watching The Feud.
Hold on. You were watching what?
The Feud, man. Family Feud.
You called it The Feud?
That's what they call it on the TV show now. That's what they call
it. They don't call it The Feud.
They do. They call it The Feud.
It's Family Feud.
They call it... it's not the official title, but they subtitle it The Feud.
Oh, so it's like Radio Shack being The Shack?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, is that bad?
It's still... So anyway, I'm watching it, and it's black family versus white family.
Black family wins, hands down.
So, but the question comes up is... what would stop a man in his tracks? It's a question. They buzz in. The black family buzzes in. You know what they say?
No.
Big booty.
Yeah.
The woman's like, a big booty. And you know what they translated it to? Because you know sometimes like the answer is not exact.
Yeah.
They translated it to beautiful woman. I was screaming at the damn TV.
That doesn't qualify.
I was like, because you know what? In the white world, that's not attractive.
Even in the black world, it doesn't mean that the girl's attractive just because she has a fucking huge ass.
No, I think it does. I'm pretty sure in the black world.
I want black people to call. Black people, if you're listening, I know one of you are. Beauty is in the face still, but they see the ass. That doesn't make the person beautiful.
I don't think it is. Now, granted,
no, you think they're one and the same?
Your knowledge of black culture dwarfs mine.
I have studied.
But I'm pretty sure all it takes is an ass. Like, no. Having the other stuff is nice. But
if you're going to rank
criteria, okay, so
we're saying the same thing.
No, what I'm saying is, okay, if you're going to look at a woman's features, you being a white fella, what's your top three features that you look for in a woman?
Face, ass, and then tits. No, waist.
Black guy.
Waist.
Black guy is ass, tits. That's how the black community.
That's his top three. And because he's black, he said four things, you fucking racist.
ass, tits. That's how it goes. The top two are ass. And face isn't even on there.
Here's what I'm saying. Ass is all that matters, yeah, but also not mattering is the fact that they're beautiful. So ass doesn't parallel with beauty.
That's why I was screaming at the TV when on the Family Feud.
Well, that's what I'm saying, too.
It was bullshit. Like, it's me, a big booty, I'm not into that. You know, it could be okay, but I prefer a nice shapely ass, a big one.
Don't say booty, please.
Well, that's what she said on the show. She said a big booty.
Yeah, because you can't say ass.
No, that's what they would say.
Let me tell you here, Roy Combs.
A big ass. And they translated that to beautiful woman. I was a fucking livid. I said that's a wrong fucking answer.
Well, you know what? You would have.
Because if the white family, let me ask you, if the white family said big booty, do you think they translate that to beautiful?
Probably not. They probably would have gotten the 10th answer, which is a large shoe. Jesus Christ. I mean, I can't believe you watched The Feud on your lunch.
Every now and then.
The Feud. Blows my fucking mind that they would even call that. Ugh. Yeah, and you know what? Kremlin brings up a great point. Where are these surveys being taken? Top 100 people. Being asked.
Norris thinks I'll stab a man in the track, a gunshot wound.
Do you really think that they're asked just hitting the streets for every one of these things?
Knife to the heart.
They have a fucking writer that just says, you know what? One, two,
this is
three.
What people are gonna
here
like.
You go. Fuck it. Yeah, that's it. But if there was an actual survey and it was in Newark, would beautiful woman be tied to big booty? Probably. But I personally,
this is on the show. This is in California.
Well, they got to be thorough. You can't just pull the same fucking people with answers all day. They're gonna eventually ignore
you. Someone sit there and answer questions. Hold on, just another question. Yes. Just one more.
Tell me your favorite vegetable. Get the fuck up off my porch, motherfucker. Cauliflower. Cauliflower. He said.
But I still dispute that a big booty becomes beautiful woman. I that was very annoying to me. But clearly, that is what the black family thought of. The first thing she thought of what a man would find beautiful was a big ass.
Yeah.
Like, not a beautiful ass. Not a shapely, nice ass.
Why are you watching this shitty TV? You know what, Sean?
It's on. I don't have control of the remote every day. Sometimes ESPN is on. Sometimes The Feud is on. That's the way it goes.
You do know that True Blood was on Sunday.
I am aware that True Blood was on Sunday.
Did you watch the fucking finale?
I did watch the finale of True Blood, you know, to be in true faggot talk on the radio fashion.
Let's be complete faggots and talk about True Blood, okay? Spoiler alert for anybody who didn't see it yet. You didn't miss fucking shit.
Worst fucking shit I've ever fucking seen on HBO.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Shawnee Murphy. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Leslie from Brooklyn.
Oh, Leslie from Brooklyn. An authentic black guy. Here we go. I have questions for you. My question is, does booty being nice make the girl beautiful?
No. Hell no. It has nothing to do whatsoever with it. You're not looking at her. She's face down. It doesn't matter.
Wait, she's face down.
That's all you're looking at is the booty then.
If she's face down, you've already succeeded. It doesn't fucking matter. Unless you're finding her dead. The question was, what would stop you in the streets? Yes, a female corpse with a nice ass would stop me in my tracks.
Oh, that would be, I'd have to think twice if she was dead.
Yes.
So I'd have to consider. But no, there are ugly women with great bodies. It's like, we know this. We love the ass because we're not looking at the face. See, that's the whole thing. It's just, black guys just love doggy.
Yeah.
Just love it. Just face down, her face down, and spread them cheeks. and just plow into. It's a feel. It's a feel type of thing. You know, we like the feel of it. You know,
like
face down, squeeze them like a hot dog bun, just mash it up. It's like ha, just you know.
But clearly, that is what guys look for, then, right?
Even after we're done, we'll stay there after a while just to marinate in it, just to marinate between the cheeks.
So wait a minute, but Sean, you're insisting that the fact that they're enamored with the ass, it means that they think this person is beautiful, but that's not true.
No, I think it is because that's what they want. What you want is the definition of beauty, right?
But then what if it's a beautiful girl with a beautiful ass? That doesn't.
Well, that's even better.
Well, then what you're saying is that
he's saying he doesn't care.
But you're saying
she can be hot as hell. He just wants to marinate in the ass,
which means the ass doesn't dictate beauty of the girl.
Have you seen the ugly white women black guys will date?
Exactly. Yeah.
That's true. Go to a Spencer's Gifts and look at the women that are being brought in there.
They're being paraded around Spencer's.
Look at the women that are being walked in front of the shelving of fitted hats.
Black guys do not give a shit about faces. That's the point I'm making. They just like the ass.
We do.
They only care about the ass.
Settle down with a pretty face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's like a bonus, but it's not the top criteria.
But you're
like,
still going.
It's like I told you, it goes ass, tits. Face is somewhere like at number seven.
No, you're just you're requiring beauty for fuckability. They're just fucking these chicks that possess these asses.
That's the problem.
Whether they're beautiful or not,
does not equate beauty.
Yes,
it doesn't matter. That's why the whole purpose of a bag, a lights off. It doesn't matter when the lights are off. You can't see what's going on there. She could be a useless hag.
I see what's going here. It's basically going back to my old take what you can get strategy.
Yeah.
Which is, hey, this chick with a big ass, she's not going to say no.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, in your community, Leslie, the ass does give rank. Right?
Yes, but does it give rank? Is it desired because it's a big ass?
So
I guess
not,
it is.
He said
that before.
Yeah. So it's not take what you can get.
It's actually a desirable quality. Right, that's why I'm saying it is viewed as beauty.
I'm gonna connect the two conversations you guys were having.
Okay.
It's like when you're in an RPG and you're trying to get that achievement. The bigger the ass, even if it's not enjoyable, you just want to have the achievement. You want to say, I got big or drunk or dunk. I didn't have fun with it, but I got it. I had it.
I'm in awe. That is masterfully explained.
That is the best metaphor I've ever heard. That is a way to translate black desire for ass into white speak.
And
the best way ever.
And you can hear a lot more of that genius on Hate Us Talk. HateUsTalk.tumblr.com. Soon to be HateUsTalk.com. Every Monday night.
Whenever I around putting up the episodes.
Yeah, you might want to get to that, but
I
understand you're going to be going through a surgery.
Yeah, Monday by Austin.
Do you care to talk about that at all or no?
Sure, why not? Yeah, I'm going to be going under the knife for, if you've all seen the Facebook fan page of the Hear Us Talk, you've seen Jimmy J.J., or I'm about as big as Jimmy J.J. Walker from Hate Us Talk. This is Leslie from Brooklyn.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't want to break. So basically, I've got a whole bunch of health issues, and I got to do it. So, you know, when it comes down to it, I'm in health issue, whatever. I am going to have a gastric bypass.
Wow.
I'm going to have a portion of my stomach rerouted. I'm going to have my small intestine completely ignored. I'm going to have this man rooting inside my innards. And when I come out the other side, hopefully I'll be a slimmer and healthier guy.
Well, you're not slimmer, like, right away, though, right? I mean, they're not scooping out, right?
It'll take at least 6 months.
Okay.
It'll take at least 6 months. And then after that, you know, and I've still got to eat healthy, and I've got to work out, you know, there is going to be a mountain of sagging skin.
Wow.
So let me ask you something. Is the ass the same in the black woman community where they like a big ass on a man? I'm wondering if this is going to downgrade
him. I'm going to tell you right now, it's more of a playful thing. You may find occasional woman who really loves that, but my instinct as a big man, I don't mess with a big woman. But after the surgery, I'm going to find the biggest women I can find. I'm going to find the ones with health issues that are massive and just go to town on them. Because I'm like, you know what? I have not tasted that in a very long time. I am going to go after, I mean, like, ridiculous big. I mean, I can literally put my drink on her ass and she could walk around and not drop it.
I'm
going to go after the surgery.
Like a Tempur-Pedic bed. Your partner can roll around. It just doesn't fucking transfer motion.
Oh, my God.
I can't seem to find, like, an uncomfortable position. I hate it.
So, but it's not going to lower your rank in the community. That's really where I was going.
No.
Okay, so is it going to increase your rank?
My only rank that's going to drop is that my intimidation factor is going to be gone.
Yeah, because now
I'm a big guy, so my size had me a little intimidating, but now I'm going to be and also, you guys, I'm also a black nerd, so I'll just let you guys know that as well.
So in 6 months, you're going to look like Lupe Fiasco with fucking skinny jeans and a fucking skateboard company t-shirt.
I'm going to have to get tests now.
Yes.
That's the only way for me to have any respectability.
Well,
I hope I helped you and enlightened you to the black community.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic stuff.
Absolutely. And, you know, good luck with your surgery. I wish you all the best, and I hope you have a speedy recovery. And everybody out there,
I hope you get yourself a lot of big ass once it's done.
Keep Leslie from Brooklyn in your thoughts, please. Because he's
I really wish you the best on that getting the ass.
And you know, maybe you don't flake out at the next fucking Heroes Talk event. Sicky. Go get well, Sicky. Hey, Sicky, why don't you go get fucking surgery, Sicky?
Listen, I had pre-surgical testing I had to get done, and I'm on a liquid diet. I'm not going to sit around a whole bunch of people eating wings and getting drunk, and I have to stare at y'all, and I can't have anything. It's torture. I'm going to sit myself down and with my Slim Fast shake and marinate in my self-pity.
Well, you could have. But I understand. I understand. You know what? At the next event, you will be the fucking toast of the town, a slimmer man, a healthier man, and a man who has tagged the fattest of hood rats.
Oh, wow. A carnival of booty. You know, I'm making a movie about that. Carnival of Booty. That's a good title. You save that.
That's
copyright, Jimmy Walker. You should copyright that. All right, guys.
You just did. All right. Well, with that, I think that we need to maybe wrap up the show. I think we should wrap it up.
Yeah, you know what it is? It boils down to our clocks are off again.
You think so?
Well, your clock is off from mine.
No, mine's fucking probably right on yours. I'm just ready to fucking
end it. We started the show, okay? Hey, do what you gotta do. You're the host for a reason, okay?
No, see, I know there's 8 more minutes is all I'm fucking saying. I want to wrap it up. Is that all right? Let's just fucking tie it in a goddamn bow. It's probably been the gayest show. We just actually started talking about True Blood. Do you want to
finish that gay talk?
We almost talked about True Blood last week. We saved ourselves. Let's just fucking dive in the pool of fucking used ass lube and just start talking about this show, which honestly started off so fucking good. So fucking good. I recommended it to everybody. I'm like, oh, you know what? You're fucking dope. You need to check that shit out. And everybody I spoke to, I was actually talking to, I think it was Barb today. I told her, you know, you got to check out True Blood. She's like, I tried the first 3 episodes and it didn't fuck get me. I'm like, well, you know, ignore the first like 4 and then like, you know,
It was terrible to start with, because when I started watching, I was like, why the fuck am I watching this piece of shit?
But
something in it made me say, I think it's going to get good.
And
I stuck with it.
It drew you in. So I'll still recommend it, but not this season. Not this season.
I thought the season was good. I just thought the last episode was fucking abysmal.
They didn't tie shit up.
It was horrible. It was like what I said to you about this was, it was like a season premiere episode more than a season finale episode.
Okay, here's the deal. If you saw the fucking promo for the finale, then you saw like the most pivotal scene already. Bill jumps and attacks. How fucking faggoty did he look leaping into attack? This is supposed to be a...
He was doing like the Cowardly Lion.
It was the worst shit I've ever seen in my life. Like he was doing the crane. Like the Karate Kid crane with vampire fangs sticking out, and like the I just can't, I fucking can't. but I will next
season. I'll still watch next season because I'm that kind of douche.
It started off so good.
The whole season was good, really, up until this last episode.
Yeah,
the whole season was excellent.
How fucking gay does the show have to get, too?
Like, well, it is exceptionally gay now. I mean, when you say gay, I mean, it literally is gay now. I mean, it's homosexual
at
this point.
It really is.
It's really reached that point. It's not just like, oh, you're a faggot, you watch that stuff girls watch. No, it really is now gay.
I wanted
there's man kissing on screen.
I wanted to give the True Blood Facebook page a good fucking talking to for the finale. And then I went to the page and I realized people are already doing it, and the people that are doing it are fucking like 40-year-old women. Like, I didn't like the finale. You didn't tie up anything. Like, the very same shit I was going to type has already been said by these fucking housefrows.
Basically, your life has devolved to that of a 40-year-old fat woman. You're exactly the same as that.
My TV life, I am a 40-year-old fat woman. My regular life, I am a fucking spent office drone. And my fucking radio, life, the side where I do this, I talk about shit and jerking off and black people.
And just being a faggot.
And black people. That's a third of my fucking interest. Black people. I just don't fucking know. You know what? Barb actually typed in the Heroes Talk room. She's done with Entourage. Yeah.
Entourage is terrible.
Welcome to the club. Entourage is the worst shit.
I dropped that 3 seasons ago.
The only people I know who fucking love Entourage are P-Roll and fucking Spickle. The only ones that are like, oh, dude, what a great episode of Entourage. Vinny Chase is the coolest. And they like fucking spin their rims and fucking polish their brake pads and engine parts and shit. And like, did you see fucking Johnny Drama did? You see what he did? He really told them. He told those fucks. He's not taking that job. Like, who gives a shit? Just the worst fucking show in the world. I can't tell you how fucking terrible it is. I don't know. I have high hopes for the Atlantic City show. Steve Buscemi. You know, it's tough to lose with him.
Boardwalk Empire looks good, I gotta tell you.
But now they have some LARPing show. Did you see the preview for that? They have some kind of a fucking Steve the LARPer drama. Where there's like swords and shit. No,
I did not see this. Like, is it LARPing or is it supposedly Lord of the Rings type shit?
Honestly,
is it like Lord of the Rings or is it people pretending to be Lord of the Rings?
If there was like a series like Darkon where it was like about actual LARPers, no, it's like the shit LARPers think they are.
Okay,
like the material they dream of, like just realized in some fucking show.
But that could actually be good.
No,
I mean, think about like Lord of the Rings. Tell me, Lord of the Rings wasn't good.
Didn't see it. Don't care.
All right.
Didn't see it.
I'm saying that was good. And
you think it was good?
Like that's good. Yes,
what's good about it?
What kind of fucking open-ended question is that?
What was good? What did you like most?
The story is fucking. It's a good story.
It's a bad story.
You didn't fuck you.
I didn't
wrap this motherfucker up, you asshole.
Fuck it. It's got dragons and shit. Anyway.
There were no dragons.
Not a one.
No.
I thought it was nothing but dragons
and
wizards.
That was The Hobbit.
Well, what are you going to do? Oh, I'm sorry, Peter Dragon OA. It's a classic story. Was that because you were alive when it was released in fucking hardcover? You old fuck. Don't tell me it's a classic story. I'm just fucking with you, dude. I'm just fucking with you. You're old, but still, we're cool. Anyway. God, why am I so fucking mean?
You are an asshole.
Yo, honestly, next week I'll apologize because I feel like a fucking asshole that I made fun of PD. But he's, seriously, he probably was alive when The Hobbit was released. Wasn't it released in the 50s?
No, it was a World War I thing.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, the ideas that Tolkien got were forged when he was on the battlefield of World War I.
All right, so it really was a mean joke. Like, I don't know. Well, apparently I made fun of Dart's dead grandmother. I don't think I did that, but I could. In my dreams. Whoa, here we go. Well, thank you for tuning into the DJ New Style Show. I truly appreciate it. I can't tell you enough how much I am glad that you continue to do that. Go to DJNewStyleShow.com, subscribe to the podcast, download everything we've ever done. Be sure to listen to Best in Show every Thursday night, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern. It's the same time as this. you British fucks. You listen to that, but on Thursday, same time, 2 days from now. Awful Hour, theawfulhour.com, and ICU2, ICU2.com, and also Rorschach. Check his shit out, hearustalk.com/whoishe. Shawnee Murphy, you have anything you'd like to say at all?
Have a good night, everybody.
Well, how gay.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, hasha, hasha. Give it to me, baby, give it to me.
Go suck banana, fuck you.
Oh.